The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Yogi Bhajan, recorded June 7, 1975, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Will you be in a position to come to the conference?
I don't think. Which conference?
This Unity of Man conference.
Where it is?
New Mexico. There are about, we have confirmed 16 teachers coming from various people from India. We have confirmation of people coming all around the world.
But they have not invited me, I don't
think. The invitation must have gone.
Hmm?
We invited everybody.
But I have not received any.
Oh, it may be on the way.
Mexico City?
New Mexico.
That's in America. It's one of the states in America. Right next to Texas.
Yeah. Santa Fe.
Santa Fe,
We have decided that this is the time for everybody to get together and get their scene together and merge together.
They never. You may call all conferences hundreds and thousands, but there is never. Because there is no common platform. Godless.
That is what we are trying to provide.
But you are trying, that's nice, but it will be never successful. You can write it down.
Well, question is very simple. Somebody has to break the ice. Somebody has to break the ice. Somebody, doesn't matter who, somebody has to go out and say, you are welcome, come in. And it has shown a response. Even the Prime Minister has agreed to it. First she was not agreeing, and she's coming in Mexico.
Indira Gandhi?
She'll be there on the 17th and 18th. So we are carrying that spirit.
The thing is, everyone is trying to be united. That United Nations is for the last 20 years. They start in 1947, United Nations. And this is 17?
Almost 30 years.
30 years. What they have done. Are the best man of the whole world. There is no united, simply disunited.
They are
common
not
platform, they are not agreeable. They do not accept God. That is the reason. No central point. He has got your own philosophy, I have got my own philosophy, he has got his own philosophy. Now how will you agree?
No, I may not agree with your philosophy and you may not agree with my philosophy, but one thing we both have agreed, that you are you and I am I, and both can have respect and love for each other. And there has to be a place where everybody should be given that
opportunity. That is going on. When I meet you, I say, yes, sir. You say, yes, sir. That is all right. That is social etiquette. But real unity is on the platform of spirit, soul. Pandita Samadarshana. Pandit, he is Samadarshi. Pandita me vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastini suni cheta sapaki. Pandita Samadarshi. A very learned Brahmin and a dog and an elephant, a cow, a chandal. All of them, to a pandit, really learned person, Samadarshi. You see? And now how a learned scholar, Brahmin, and a dog can be seen on equal level. But it can be seen. Pandita Samadarshana. It is on the spiritual platform that every one of us is spirit soul. We are by different form, we are covered with different material dress. A dog is also a soul and a learned Brahmin is also a soul. But he is covered with different body and he is covered with different body. So one who does not see the body, he can see on the same level. But one who sees the body, he cannot see. This is the basic principle of equality. I am seeing, you are Sikh, you are saying I am Hindu, he is saying he is Christian, he is Mohammedan, and so on and so on. Nobody is saying that nobody is Brahmin, nobody is Sikh, nobody is Hindu, nobody is Christian, he is pure soul. But that vision, unless one attains, how there can be equality? There is no problem.
Yeah, that's agreed, but...
That requires education. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma naso samas sarvesu bhutesu. When one is Brahma realized, then he can see equality. And that requires education. How to become Brahma bhuta? But everyone is sharira bhuta. Everyone is thinking, I am this body. So how it can be possible? So we may attain, but it is not possible.
There are a lot of misunderstanding and misconceptions given against each other.
Misconception is like you have got a body, I have got a body. If I say, no, I don't like you, if I say, I don't like you, naturally, when we see superficially, then this tendency will go on. When you see inside, introspectively, then there will be equality. That requires education.
All right. Come and educate.
That education is there, the beginning, in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita and the education is there, that immediately Krishna said, Dehinasmin yatha dehe kaumarajavanam jala tatha dehantara prati. Asmin dehe, there is the soul. This is the beginning of education. But there are many learners, scholars, they do not believe in the soul. That is the division. They do not believe. A big professor, I had been in Moscow, Professor Kotovsky, he said, no, there is no soul. After this finishing of the body, everything.
Well, they don't have experience.
So if you assemble some not experienced man, then how they are in it?
No, grantedly, what we are trying to do is we are giving out a call to all, learned, the unlearned, but basic fact is there is a desire somewhere in the ether that everybody wants to feel each other, and they have not done anything good by negating each other or talking negatively. They have not gained anything. They realize it now. Otherwise...
What will be the basic principle of unity? That is the point.
Point of basic unity is respect for each other.
That is going on. Suppose you have come here, I welcome you. If I go to your place, you will come me. That respect is going on.
Yeah, that's right. That is between two individuals.
Similarly, whenever we come in a big assembly, we respect each one, gentlemen, there is no harm.
No, no, but people do not understand why we are like this, why they were like this. They don't get a chance to explain. Interreligious Council, I'm a member, they never knew. They think we are the most weird people from the Mars, perhaps. They don't understand a bit. And now our legal services are helping them, and all sorts of things are happening, and they're trying to understand. And when the last president left the office, he said, in his words of departure, he said, "I am only limited by the Christ. I never understood anything else. But I do feel from that limit that God is unlimited, and it is in everybody." Asking a fanatic Christian to make that statement to the General Assembly, it took us about 2 years.
But so he's a beautiful. You find so many fanatics, how you realize them?
Gradually, one by one, they will understand. Love is the winning point. That's why they don't understand. When they find love from you, they will find love from me, they will love from people, they will love from everybody else. You know, you can take a mango stick and beat somebody, but you can take mango out of it and eat. Effort has to be made somehow. And now
a part is being made, but the platform, the world where you are staying, that effort is very difficult to pull.
Difficulty is agreed. I go to India, I find the difficulty. I'm here, I find the difficulty. But there are genuine people in the spiritual
now,
world.
Now, one thing is, just like you said, some Christian priests.
Yes.
That I realize that one, God is one. See, if God is one, and everyone of us after God, then why there is disagreement?
Well, those, everybody has limited egos, so we understand that.
Now, the confidence should be made that if there is God, and God is one, then who is that God? What is His characteristic? That should be discussed.
Well, that's what I say, but what we are trying to do is spend all what we have righteously earned, provide a platform, and invite somebody. My personal feeling is, even if somebody comes and tell us there that we are the worst being on the world, but by coming and opening himself or herself, he at least acknowledges that there is a mutual existence. At this time, I have walked away to every corner, here and there, everywhere. Some people are not aware totally. I was asked one day a question, why these Hare Krishna people dance in these streets? I said, why not? I asked the question to them. I said, why not? What is wrong with them? What do you feel? But that's not in America. You know, we don't go and dance everywhere. I said, you go in ballroom dances and you dance all the time. You drink and you dance and you do what you want to do. And they just, in their own life, feel that they enjoy dancing right for God in the world. You dance for your own social contact. They dance for their own divine contact. What's wrong with them? Their leader, their prophet, their spiritual guide dance to God, and they dance to God. Why you think, why you go to the church? We go to pray. I said, this is their prayer. Why don't you understand the prayer aspect of it? Why you want to understand how they dress, how they like, how they dislike each other? And the second question somebody asked me, but do you think somebody has the right to convert our children? I said, but do you think somebody has not the right...
I never asked them to be converted.
Well, I understand that. My situation is, sometimes perhaps people ask you a question about me. They think I am another Indian, they can ask questions about me.
Dr. Judas, where is that book? That Dr. Judas book?
He took it to court, and I think he hasn't.
One professor, Dr. What is his name?
Stilson
Judas. He has many others have written books about us, but his book is very scholarly. He has written the same thing. That, what is that? Dedication.
To the devotees who have found fulfillment in Krishna consciousness and to their parents who have raised them.
No.
So they will understand.
The parents who will understand them. Right. My students mostly they are young, mostly within 30, some of them little above 30. So some of their parents, they come and congratulate me. Swamiji, it is our great fortune that you have come to our country. That I receive many, but there are other many parents, they are not happy.
We are starting a parent organization for our kids. We invite the mothers, parents, ask them to stay and send them back. Idea is basic, and the fundamental idea is what you are doing is God's will. These people who are following you is God's will. And those who will receive it is God's will. But it is not that everybody sees that God will.
No, God's will is open. Krishna says, manmana bhavaman bhakta marjali mahanamastu. God says that you always think of me, you just become my devotee, worship me, and offer your respect to me. This is God's will. And if you do this, then you are coming back to me. It is clearly said, God's will is declared. There is no secret. Manmana bhava mantra. Find out the ninth verse and ninth chapter. Yes.
I know it is.
Engage your mind always in thinking of me, offer obeisances and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me.
This is God's will. It is not secret, it is open. And the thing is that everyone has God, is human God.
Well, question is very fundamental. Everybody has his own God. So let everybody bring one's own God in understanding. It's not God, God is not in trouble.
God says, always think of me.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So that's how the followers may think of me. Manmana, you become my devotee. Become my devotee. And worship me. And offer respect to me. So we are teaching our students, here is God Krishna. We chant Hare Krishna, always think of him. Just offer your respect. And worship him. In this way, become a devotee. We do not preach anything else. That's all. And they're doing that, and they're getting the result. We do not say that sit down, press your nose, and meditate, and this, that, or no. Simple thing. There is God, we have got our temple, don't make no mistake. Simple thing, we have got our temple, we say that chant Hare Krishna, here is God, and think of it. As soon as it's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, everyone has got the beat. That means you are thinking of Krishna. Marmala. And then we are offering respect, go to the temple and offer obeisance. Very simple thing. So, we accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, if you don't accept, then you must have your own God. Do that. But the followers of Vedic principle, they will accept Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. I think somebody was telling me that Guru Nanak also accepted Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Is it a fact? I do not
know. We have in Sri Guru Granth lot of things about Lord Rama, about Lord Krishna, about...
Now, what is Krishna, how Krishna is accepted? Is he accepted as the Supreme Lord?
Krishna is accepted as incarnation of God.
Incarnation of God and God, there is no difference.
There is a fundamental message in that, that as God created everyone, God created all of us, and in Sikh Dharma, God, whatever we want to call it, ultimate reality, beyond Sona Samad, the truth, and Lord Krishna in his incarnation taught, Lord Rama taught, and what our problem at this time at the humanity is divided in many forms, and it is the inner hatred which people want to spell out.
Therefore I say that every, at least religious sect, I don't say others, non-religious are agnostic. They're Christian, Mohammedan, Hindu, Sikhs, or any religious system, they have accepted that there is God.
No, there is one fundamental thing which this movement may not know. In Dasam Granth, Guru Gobind Singh wrote down Krishnavatar.
Avatar?
Krishnavatar is in his own poetry. It is about Lord Krishna. If somebody of these people who know Sanskrit and who know Gurmukhi can translate that part,
no, translate or not translate. We have already accept Krishna as God. So if Guru Nanak has described him as God, that's all right. Then, if Krishna is God accepted by Guru Nanak, and Krishna is God accepted by us, so why not put this God, one God?
Yeah, one God is all right. That everybody will agree. But everybody...
One God, Krishna says, I am the one, the Supreme Lord. Matta parataram nanya. Find out this verse. Matta parataram nanya kinchidasti dhananjaya.
Chapter 7, text 7. Matak paratarang nanya kinchidasi dananjaya mayi sarvam idam protam sutre mani gana eva. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread.
So, all the acharyas of India, including Guru Nanak, Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Shankaracharya, Guru Nanak, they have accepted God, Krishna. So why not present this God all over the world?
Yeah, but the question is very simple. Present it among the other gods. Time has come of a mutual presentation.
No, mutual presentation, simply talking will not do. Suppose we are presenting from India, if we accept Krishna, we have accepted, as you said, so for other acharyas, namely Shankaracharya, Ramanacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, and then Nimbarka, Lord Chaitanya, and Guru Nanak, practically the whole India, they have accepted Krishna, the Supreme Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in India, I think people ask me, how many they are Krishna conscious? Well, everyone in India. At least in India, everyone is Krishna conscious. So, the majority people, why majority? The whole India. Even there are many Mahavadans who also worship Krishna. So if Krishna is God, this conference, why not present? Here is God, whose name is Krishna.
Yeah, but understand one thing in Lya, that Kareshana, when the car comes to Shunya, that consciousness, if a person does not release to himself, he's
what
not
is that? Rich. Shunna.
Shunya.
Shunya means zero. God is zero.
No, it is not zero. It is where the car, the action, stops.
Yeah.
That is the Godhead.
Yeah, that is reaction.
But everybody here in this world, 4 billion people, everybody does not have that experience.
I mean to say that every religious sect believes in God.
Mm-hmm.
If we present, here is God. You are seeking after God, here is God. Now what they will say?
Well, some will say yes it is, some will say no.
Actually, if he says no, why do you say no? Then what is your conception of God?
Well, that is what we want to understand basically. That's what we are talking about, one thing.
Mm.
Your realization about God is a very universal realization. Somebody on this human level is very limited. After all, the limited and the unlimited have to be brought together.
No. Limited cannot understand God. Limited is limited.
Mm-hmm.
Mahatma means unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
Mahan.
Mm-hmm.
Mahan means
great.
Very great.
Mm-hmm.
So unless one has very big understanding, he can understand God. God is unlimited. So you have come to that platform to understand. Those who are limited, they cannot understand God. That is not possible. Anushanam sahasesu kaschit jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam siddha. Siddha means one who has become unlimited. Brahma. Aham brahmasmi. Brahma realized. So, Krishna said, manushanam sahasresu, out of many millions of persons, kaschit jadati siddhaya, somebody is trying to become unlimited. And jadatam api siddha, those who have become unlimited, out of millions of them, one can understand me, Krishna. So Krishna understanding, God understanding, I mean when I say Krishna, God understanding is for the perfect unlimited, not for common man. Common man should accept the acharya. They must follow acharya upasanam. Just like in India, the Sikhs, they follow Guru Nanak. So Guru Nanak says, yes, Krishna, incarnation of God. So this is it. That's all. Not that every Sikh is expected to be unlimited as Guru Nanak. That is not expected. But they should follow Guru Nanak. Then they will understand. Guru Nanak says, Krishna is incarnation of God. all the Sikhs would accept, yes, Krishna, then it becomes. It is not expected that every Sikh will understand Krishna. Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. The Mahajana, the Acharya, what path they have shown, that way. So, all the Acharyas, they have accepted Krishna. And Arjuna, who directly listened Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, he accepted. Parabrahma, Parabdhāna, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhava. So in this we have to follow. Otherwise it is not possible. But they will understand. They must follow the Acharya. If Guru Nanak has accepted Krishna as God, God's incarnation and God, there is no difference. Then why the Sikhs should not accept Krishna as God?
That doesn't solve the problem of the world.
No, first of all, if we know here is God, then it will solve the problem. But if we do not accept, if I can hear from you, provided I know that you are some big man. Otherwise, how shall I agree to hear from you? The obedience must be there. A student, a small child, hears the teacher because he knows that my teacher is very great.
No, we may try to become immanent, limited or unlimited. Question is very simple. There are 4 billion people on this earth. And
therefore, they are not expected to understand 4 billion. They should follow the leader. It is not expected that…
That is what we are trying to do. We are going to get the leaders together.
The leaders are already there. Suppose Guru Nanak says Krishna is God. So, will the Sikhs follow Guru Nanak or their own whims?
No. Sikh will follow the instructions
of Guru Nanak.
Guru Nanak.
The Guru Nanak says Krishna is God.
That's very true. Krishna is God.
Then why don't you follow Krishna's instructions?
We are not disobeying any instruction.
No,
God.
Krishna's. What Krishna says, that is written in Bhagavad Gita. Why don't you take it, Bhagavad Gita? That instruction, what is wrong there? Now, every problem is solved there. That's so far, economic. Now, the question is economic. The Krishna says, annāt bhavanti bhūtāni. So where is the objection? Produce food grain, and both animal and man will be happy. So, who will disagree with this point? Follow this. Annāt bhavanti bhūtāni. Krishna says first, this is economic, social. Krishna says, chātur-varṇam mayā sriṣṭam guṇa-karma vibhāgam. The human society should be divided into 4 classes, according to quality and work. So, 4 classes there are. First class, intelligent class. The second class, the administrators. The third class, the mercantile. And the 4th class, who are not within these 3 classes. That is going on. Now make it systematic. The first class man, who is the first class man? Then find out. Satta samadama titikha arjava jnanam vijnanam asikam brahma parama. Train, first class man. He must be truthful. He must be self-controlled. Controlling the mind, controlling the senses. He must have full knowledge of the whole world, jnanam, vijnanam, practical application. So, where is the question of that I am Sikh, I am Hindu, I am Muslim.
No, no, the question is very simple for the people who will ask you. The caste system, what did to
this
India?
This is not caste system.
This is classification
of the human being. This is not caste system. Just like we are making this American boy a Brahmin. Is it Brahmin caste?
No, but that is only...
We have been training them how to acquire the Brahmin qualification. It doesn't matter whether it is coming from Christian family or Mohammedan family. No, just like if you train one how to become engineer, it doesn't matter from which family he comes. It doesn't matter. Any family he can come, he can be trained how to speak truthfulness, satya. What is that?
Samo damas.
Samo dama. That's it.
Samo damas tapak shaucham. Shantir arjavam evacha. Jnanam vijnanam astikyam.
Brahma karma svabhav. This is first class. Samo. Samo means controlling the sense or controlling the mind. And dama, controlling the sense. Now either he may be Hindu, Muslim, Christian now. If I say, please come here, learn this thing, how to control the mind, how to control the senses. So who is objective? So if anyone is trained up, it doesn't matter from which sect, which family he is coming, if he has learned how to control the mind, how to control the senses, then he becomes first-class man. So, we have got everything already spoken by God. If we accept it, then there is unity. But we don't accept. We manufacture something. That is the difficulty.
Yeah, well, let us agree to one point. There is a difficulty.
Difficulty is that we don't agree. If I say, come here, be educated, and if you don't agree, no, I don't want, then how I can be educated? One must agree what God says. They will say, I believe, we believe. What is it? I believe, we believe. If you want to become first-class man, then this is the formula. Control your mind, control your senses, be fully in knowledge, practically applied knowledge in life. So, this is first class. Then, the second class, man, you see, what is that?
Shalayam tejo vrittir dakshyam yute chapyapa layanam danam ishvara bhavascha kshatran karma svabhavajam.
Here is next class. First class, either you say first class or brahmana. The second class,
Kshatriya,
the administrator. And they are called Shaudham. And what is the word Shaudham?
Heroism. Sauryam.
Heroism. That is just like Maharaj Parikshit. He was going on his tour and he saw one black man was trying to kill a cow. Immediately took his sword. Who are you? You are trying to kill cow in my kingdom. This is called heroism. Now, what is that hero? And they are becoming president. How he'll come out? He's not hero. Everyone has right to live. Why is that killing animals? This is hero. As soon as I saw that a rascal is going to kill a cow, why is he doing this? Immediately took his stone. Hero. Then?
Power. Determination.
Power. He must have power, influence. Why he should beg vote? Give me vote, give me vote, give me vote. Begging. Where is power? If he's begging vote, where is power? Formerly the kings, and just like they used to take sword. If you don't accept me, then I shall kill you. This is power. Satta Shaujam, right? Shaujam, Tejam.
Drittir, determination.
Determination. And Juddhe Chappalaya. Now, when there is war, these politicians will remain in their room safely. They will not go to the war. Now, why these people have voted for political power? They, formally, the king would first of all stand to the other side, also the king is there. And this side also, the fight is going on, and the king is killed, then victory is there. Jaddhi Chappalaya. The formula is there. So these classes of men should be on the administration. Not anyone covered nonsense and by hoot and coup they get some vote and take the political. How will you find peace? The four classes require, just like in your body, we have a brain. Brain is required. Then hand. Whenever there is some attack, consciously, unconsciously, I forward my hand. So the division is already there. If you come to attack me with a knife, I don't push my head, I push my hand. So, when there is attack, the brahmanas are not expected to go forward, the kshatriyas. So this is training. Everything is perfectly there. People are not accepting. You don't require conference. You simply accept the standard knowledge. Then everything is there. I am speaking to you because you are leader of this society. So, if we take Bhagavad Gita seriously, and train people from all over the world. Not that Bhagavad Gita is meant for the Hindu or for the Indians. For everyone. And then there will be order. Otherwise, different.
No, I definitely agree that you must be successful in that mission of, and you have practically and honestly taught what you believed in. My idea.
Then I honestly believe. Why don't you honestly believe?
I believe that you honestly believe.
You also try.
That's what I am saying. This is the time.
You to accept this Bhagavad Gita as the standard knowledge and preach it.
I read it. I preach it. Yeah. I understand it. That's my concept.
That is one.
What I'm trying to reach is that this concept which you honestly believe as an individual must be shared.
Again, you say, why I honestly believe? Why you honestly do not believe?
Well, every honest understanding will believe that.
Yeah.
There's no individuality in that.
That is what.
But still there is individuality.
No individuality. Then, suppose you are leader of a group. If you honestly believe, teach them. They will accept it.
So that's why we have understanding, why we are together today at this point.
Yeah.
Because we understand that one part
of it. If we accept, if we try to convince the people that we haven't got to research how to unite the whole world, the things are already there in the Bhagavad Gita. Accept it and follow it, everything will be done.
Come for a message then.
That message is already there. I am giving the message.
Well, they are coming about a lot of people and they would like to understand and participation.
Jat acharati shrestha. If you carry this message, it is not my message. It is the message of Krishna. I have not manufactured this message. I am imperfect. But I am presenting the perfect message. That is my business. I don't say I am perfect. I am simply carrier, peon. And a peon delivers a money order, $1,000. It is not his money. He simply carries. So my business is to carry. Krishna's business, that's all.
It's very kind of you. But if you carry this message to New Mexico, to all those guys, it will be a great joy.
Yes.
I am also carrying the message of those limited ones who want to share the unlimited ones. And that's what the whole attempt was, to provide a platform where limited, unlimited…
First of all, respect, you are leader. Similarly, all the leaders must accept.
Yeah, Swami…
Then the followers will accept.
Swami Dhrendra Brahmacharya has flown all the way from India to just participate in that. Other people, Acharya…
Who is that? Swami Dhrendra?
Prime Minister's Guru.
What is his name?
Swami Dhrendra Brahmacharya. He has flown…
But Prime Minister Guru, does he believe in Bhagavad Gita?
Oh yeah, he knows it by heart, word to word. That's true.
So why he does not teach his disciple?
He teaches. He's a very good man. And there are other Acharyas and Shankaracharya, Math and other people are coming. We have a list in Los Angeles, about 16 who have accepted to come. Then from the Judo-Christian thought way, people are participating. And
no,
then,
they will come and they will go away, that's all.
There will be
no understanding. I know that. There will be no understanding. You can write it down in your notebook. They will come and they will say it and they will go away, that's all. I have dealt with all these men. Very nice.
I understand the pain, but still…
And still you may go on taking the pain.
Effort. There's nothing wrong to put that honest effort, because lot things you can say, which I…
No, I do not say anything.
Your experience…
Whatever I said, I am quoting from the Bhagavad Gita. You have seen it. I don't say anything. I never say. It is my opinion, I think. No, I never.
This style, they will look at it and like it. And there will be nobody else who can exactly present this style.
If you like to go, me, I can go then.
Yeah, it must. It is. My basic idea is you, in Krishna consciousness, can present a style which a judo rabbi may not be in a position to do it.
That is certain. Nobody can present.
All right. Then that guy has the love for his conviction, where mutual convictions can meet and still create a harmony. My honest opinion is that it is the time, world has become small, Krishna consciousness has spread, message of Guru Nanak has spread, message of Lord Rama has spread, message of Jesus has spread, message of Moses has spread. All right, now this spread is going to interact. And in that, somebody with this style can come in and can represent right. You will be my personal guest and you will be in a position, we will do whatever personally we can do for that whole situation, but it will be a good idea to talk to all these people, to make them understand, and from when your mouth, the person will understand why Hare Krishna person goes on the street and chant. They have got fundamental things to say. They do not know. They have different versions to hear. They have versions to talk.
We are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Find out the satatam kirtayantangama.
Kaljuga mein kirtan pradhana, Sri Guru Granth says, Guru Nanak writes himself, correct versions are many, but my idea is, it is good to hear from you.
That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
I know.
Satatam kirtan tang maam jatantasya dhirabhrata namasantasya maam hatya nitya jukta upasana. This is upasana.
I would like you to meet that great Sanatana Dharma representative who will be coming. Sanatana Dharma Pratinidhi is sending their representative, I forget his name, it is much better he hears from you, among the wise.
What is that verse?
Satatam kirtayanto maam jatantascha dhritavrataha
namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories,
yes.
Endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me.
We are doing that, Hare Krishna. Krishna says, all I am chanting my glories, and we are doing that, Hare Krishna. We are not introducing anything new. That is not our view.
So we will have the privilege to have this ancient one among us for those 3 days. And be there and present your style and your career.
When
is
it? It is 20.
27, 28.
It's 27,
28, and 29.
Of this month?
June.
June.
That is this month?
This month, yes.
Yeah.
This month, June.
New Mexico. It is not very far from Los Angeles, if you want. Maybe an hour flight.
No, hour and a half.
Right.
We'll receive you at Avakarki, and we'd like you to come the day the other Indian gurus are coming, because we'd like to receive them at the airport, and we'd like to have state banquet arranged for every visitors. And our basic idea is to bring understanding among all men of God. And in spite of the fact nothing may happen,
yes.
Something will happen.
Yes.
At least people will know you, people will meet you, people have never met you that way. So whosoever will come with the God will, and whosoever will do something with the God will. And we will enjoy the experience to be the host. And that, I think, is our karma. We must pay that.
That the thing is that if we want to do something substantial, we must come on a common platform. The common platform is already there. Every line of Bhagavad Gita is so nice, but nobody can argue it.
You have to provide the opportunity for those who will not have the chance to meet you, to meet you. Those who have no opportunity to listen to you, to listen to you. Those who have not seen you, to see you. And I think that has value. I would never have gone to meet Sant Kripal Singh. He came, and there the idea of this Unity of Man conference was framed, and I left all the way to India, and I asked him one thing, which I loved in him. He said, well, I'm going to die next year, you take over. And I said, forget it, that's not my job. I'm not going to take over anything from anybody. I have to do what I have to do. Then he said, well, this is the idea. Would you try to be second with me in this time? I said, all right, I'll do that. And in the end, I almost was convinced that he's a great man. And he asked me, he said, you don't believe in anybody except God. I said, human forms are very, I understand you, I know you, because he knows me from very childhood. But I asked him one thing, I said, I have never seen a saint on whom saints believe. They all have their own territories and whole thing, you know, from
the Nāsa Muni is just some atarna bhinna. He is not a muni if he does not disagree with another muni.
So what I told him was that it's a good idea. So we are carrying that good idea now. And Muni Sushil Kumar is coming from India. Then Swami Chidananda is leading that tour. And they have sent a list of 16 other religious people who are coming. They are going to UNO, where the peace presentation this year is happening. I think we should participate in that. Then there is a vegetarian congress, there the participation is happening. And all this has been done just to lay the platform and honor the idea of that man, Kripal Singh Sant. Just he wanted that way. So we thought it is a better idea to be in the West and with the arrangements that everybody can come, participate, talk to each other. I would not like you to be in New Mexico in one of the presentable cabin and not let anybody of these devotees of you be around, but ask other people to come and talk to you, learn from you, share with you, share your wisdom, share your conviction, share your experience.
That's a good idea, very good.
And I like all these guys to come and talk to me, and when they will listen to me talking Gita, perhaps they will understand, well, Yogiji knows a little bit about what we know about. So when they pronounce certain words, I just sometimes correct in between, but I don't tell them anything because They know.
What is your headquarters?
Los Angeles. We are neighbors.
Oh. Los Angeles.
We are almost neighbors. I'm saying we are few blocks from each other.
Now, when you have started?
About 5 years ago. 6 years.
6 years. We started there.
You.
About the same time.
About you when it came in Illustrated Weekly, I was in India.
Oh. Oh.
So I'm very recent here. But I go to Hare Krishna.
Where is your address in Los Angeles?
Yeah. They all come Sunday. They come to our Gurudwara on every Sunday. People participate. We have our magazine, and this was our anniversary Renaissance, which we issued. Rather, I was planning if some of your acharya can come and I can give them a program for Krishna consciousness development and authoritative human aspects of Gita, which I teach in UCLA. They can participate and start courses in that, because everybody is special in certain areas, and I thought that was a better idea. However,
these pictures of...
This is Golden Temple, Amritsar. Five years ago, we had a one paper print. We used to give it away for 5 cents. That developed into a paper. This is how everything develops. And my basic idea is, people must share. And why not come there, participate, share, say what you have to say. So my personal request, and on behalf of all those who are coming, I would like you to visit us if you possibly can. And this is because this is time of the world where love has to prevail from the higher and from the lower equal.
Put it here.
So I'll ask for a leave.
Thank
it's my
you
player.
For you.
And we
give him our literature.
Yeah.
Back to God.
Bog Bhagavan. Kirpa, Namaskar. And we will get you, receive you, and it will be our privilege. After you are our elder, don't forget that. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Jai.